Hey guys, welcome. You are listening to the Mama Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan. I'm so happy that you're here today. Thank you for hitting play and spending some time with us. This is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out, talk about the behind the scenes of our lives, and connect. I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends. Which for me lately, thank God, here in Tennessee, it has cooled off. We were even in the high, like 97, 98, 99 degrees at the beginning of October, which was absolutely unheard of. We are now, we've had our first night in the 30s, and I could not be more excited. So my current beverage at the moment is a hot cup of coffee. I have a new mug that I treated myself to, and I'm loving it. So I hope that you are doing well. And I'll tell you what, I am currently recording this the day before we're going in for surgery. So you know that feeling? This is our third surgery with our daughter. We've had this surgery for the G-tube. We had a really big hip surgery. Now we're going in for a few other things, a few other reasons. And you know what? She's 8 years old. She'll be 9 in December. So I think for this to be our third surgery, we're doing pretty good. But I have that thing in me. I think it's like nesting, you know, it's something similar where getting the house clean, getting all the groceries in, getting all the things done. I have my friends on call to take care of the animals. I have, hopefully we'll be home tomorrow night. It's supposed to be an outpatient, which is, you know, it's like I was speaking with another friend. When I tell my friends who are not in this medical world what they're doing, we're taking some pins out of her hip, we're lengthening a hamstring, their face goes like pale. They're like, oh my God. And then when I say it's outpatient, they're what? And you know what? I have to agree. I am surprised by that, but I'm thrilled. I mean, if I can be home in my house tomorrow night, dear Lord Almighty, praying hard, let me be back and let the recovery be going well. Yeah, that's where I want to be. I don't want to be in a hospital. I want to be back here. Thankfully, we really love our children's hospital. And so we, you know, we're taking a deep breath and moving forward. But my friends who are in this medical world, we go, oh, right. Yeah, that's what you're doing. So-and-so's had that 3 times. So-and-so got that and she was in school the next day. You know, it feels much more conversational. So you may be on the side of things where perhaps your story is medical too. And you're going, yeah, I get what you're saying. Of course, many of you listening have different stories as far as your child's diagnosis. But that's where we're at. So I am recording this. And I'll tell you what, I am pumped because what I'm about to tell you for the series that I'm starting, this is a whole new thing. And let me first say, if you have looked at your phone and all of a sudden you have, you know, episode after episode after episode coming out at the same time, this is what's happening. So I have been thinking and brainstorming about this for weeks. When the fall started to come, when the weather started to change, when it started to get cold, I found myself, I spoke about this in another episode, starting to do those cozy activities that really help my own spirit, that really help my own being. And I have mentioned the power of creativity and what I consider play 1,000 times on this show. I have a pottery studio in my garage. I go out there. It's not to sell anything. It's not to show anybody. Now believe me, once I feel like I'm getting better and better, yes, I'll be showing everybody. I'll be showing anybody who wants to look, but point is, it's just for me. It's a process that I find very grounding. I find fun. And at the same time, I know that that's a dream that I've had for decades. I started that in high school. And so for me to have a pottery studio in the back, with a kiln and a wheel and all of that was a really big dream that I had talked about for truly, truly 10 years, you know, or more. But creativity does not need to be that big of a space in your world unless you want it to be. So what are some tiny 2-minute things we can do that get our brains slowed down, get us out of our minds and into like, what are our hands doing? What are, you know, there's a therapeutic reaction to getting your hands moving and your body into something that's creative, whether that is the kind of, you know, the rhythmic pattern of crocheting or sewing or even cooking if you're not having to think about it too hard, or for me, like I said, being on the wheel or painting, or you know how it is. It's like your brain gets out. It's almost like when you're on the interstate and all of a sudden you think, where did the last 25 miles go? Like, how did I do that? It's like an unconscious thing. I think those moments are so important. And when we are living these lives in this world of special needs parenting that can be so beautiful and so great and also so challenging at times and so 24/7, you know, thank God we're sleeping right now. We're in a chunk of time that we've been really sleeping. And so we get those times at night, but we've gone through seasons where we haven't. And I know a lot of you listening are in that boat where you have no clue when you go to bed at night if you're going to really go to bed. That's not necessarily typical. And so these moments to invest in yourself, I think, are perhaps, you could say, harder to find for sure, but even more important. I mean, I think everyone needs to invest in themselves. So whether you're a parent of a child with special needs or not, investing in your creativity is, in my opinion, vital. But I do think when you're being spread thin, you really have to give yourself the grace and put it on your own to-do list. I'm going to do something that fills me up. So what are some things that take 2 seconds? I mean, truly, 2 seconds, 2 minutes. You don't have to go out to the store and buy anything that could kind of get you into that space. So that's what this series is. Every segment is less than 10 minutes long. I'm going to be telling you something that you can do that might get you in that headspace. Some of you are going to think, I can't believe she took time to record this because it's just so damn simple. And that's the point. The point is simple. The point is not for me to say, go out and do this, you know, extravagant thing or pick up a hobby that you've never tried and learn it. Now, if you can, do it. If you can do the new hobby, go for it. If you can do the extravagant thing, hell yes. But if you are just moment by moment by moment getting through the day, you want something simple. You need something simple. So the episodes that are following this, all of the episodes, they'll have a number like we always do with episodes, but it will say fall into creativity segment 1, segment 2, segment 3. I'm putting them all out at once because my original thought was to squeeze it in. Now, this is not replacing our normal episodes. We are still having our normal 2-week episodes that are the interviews with women, the, you know, interviews on certain topics, etc. That's still happening. My original thought was to squeeze these little 5-10 minute ones in on a Wednesday, but then I thought, well, some of these are going to interest you more than others, and I want you to be able to do the ones that interest you most. Don't force yourself to go in order and do something that you think, eh, no, do the ones that sound like fun. That's the goal here. Have fun. Also, you may be having a random Saturday where you have a lot of hours and you think, I'd like to do 3 or 4 of these. You don't want to wait a week. So I'm putting them all out at one time. You can go through them at your own pace. And just know that the goal here is the process. The goal here is to have fun. The goal here is to think of something that you, to challenge yourself to do something, just one little thing, even though it's tiny, that might get you in a interesting headspace and have a good time doing it. And the fall is the perfect time because it's cozy and it's my favorite season. And of course, I know we do have listeners out there who are in different parts of the planet and are not having the same weather as I am, but I think we can all, regardless, enjoy these tasks. So that's what it's going to be. This episode was simply for me to explain what it is. And if you're interested, go ahead and click on segment 1 and give it a listen. And guys, seriously, if you do any of these things, please tag me on Instagram at Mary Susan McConnell, MarySusanMcConnell, or on Facebook at Mary Susan McConnell. Make sure, I have a lot of people that have been friend requesting me on my private page. I just simply don't really use that page ever. So make sure you go to the one I am using, which is the public page under Mary Susan McConnell. You'll see it's different. It has a headshot and not a picture of me with my daughter. So make sure you're going to that one, or you can go to my website at marysusanmcconnell.com. And I can't wait to see your creations. I'm going to be doing these myself. I have planned, you know, I think there's something unconscious about the way I did this. I plan to create these tasks during and have them up for the recovery of my daughter's surgery. And I'm just now noticing this, guys. As I'm speaking, I'm noticing what I've done. I've done this for myself in addition to for y'all, because I know I'm going to be, you know, the last surgery we had, I was in the house for 4 months. It was a recovery that went haywire. And every single one of our specialists was fantastic. It was a series of events, not with the surgery itself, but with the recovery and with tone and some other things, meds that didn't treat us well. So I think subconsciously, I'm settling in. It's like the nesting thing. And these are challenges I will be doing here at the house during this time. So I'm going to be right there with you. So let me know what you're doing. Can't wait to hear about it. Thanks for being here, guys. And like I said, this is not replacing our normal episodes. Next week, we're going to have a normal two that we had already had on the books that I'm pumped about. This is just squeezing this in for the fall. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. And go ahead and hit segment one if you're interested. All right. Bye.